From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July the 16th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential. The New Yorkers support by a wide majority the U.S. Supreme Court's marriage equality decision last month, according to a new poll released on Thursday, July the 16th by the Siena Research Institute. By a 57-26% margin, New Yorkers also agree with the court's second ruling upholding the federal Affordable Care Act. More than half of the New Yorkers questioned said flying the Confederate flag represents racial intolerance rather than a celebration of Southern heritage. And among the four presidential candidates with New York ties, 52% of the voters most want to see Hillary Clinton elected president. Donald Trump was the candidate the majority least wanted to see elected. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Kate Seckinger's reporting in the Daily Mail that what started as a simple yard sale day in the hamlet of Oak Hill has turned into Oak Hill Day, an annual celebration for the entire community. The 10th annual event will take place on July the 25th. The Oak Hill Preservation Association sponsors the celebration, which has grown to include a hot air balloon festival, open residential gardens, local art and plant displays, an open house at the Assemblage Art Gallery, musical performance, and the annual car show. Oak Hill Preservation Association President Nick Naha said, and I quote, "Oak Hill Day began as a way to support St. Paul's Church in the rummage sale and has grown to be an event that draws hundreds of people from around the area. We want to preserve the small town character of the hamlet where people come together to share with each other and have a good time," end quote. The lawn sales that started it all are still a significant part of the community-wide event. The sales take place from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., can be found along Route 81, and on multiple back roads throughout the hamlet located in the town of Durham. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Mail. Brian Nehring in the Albany Times Union reports that more than 60 locals in Nassau, July the 14th, signed up to speak at the first of three public hearings about a proposed natural gas pipeline that would pass through this area from Schoharie County through Albany and Rensselaer counties. Katie Garrity, a Nassau resident whose property is near a planned 90,000 horsepower compression station for the pipeline, said, and I quote, "They want to move a monster into my neighborhood," end quote. The story said critics and supporters of the pipeline spoke, but did not quote anyone in favor of the pipeline. Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company, owned by the Houston-based company Kinder Morgan, would build the 412-mile pipeline between northern Pennsylvania natural gas hydracking fields and Boston. There would be 9 compressor stations along the way, including a 90,000-horsepower station off Clark's Chapel Road in Nassau, south of Burden Lake, and another in Scodac. Locally, the pipeline goes from Wright in Schoharie County to an existing Kinder Morgan right-of-way through Knox, Burn, New Scotland, and Bethlehem, then crosses at the bottom of the Hudson River to Scodac. From there, the pipeline would head south of Burden Lake to near the intersection of Routes 43 and 66 at the hamlet of Alps. The pipeline continues north off Route 43 in Nassau and Steventown for 14 miles before crossing into Massachusetts at Hancock. Besides the two hearings, July 14th and 15th in Nassau, there's a third public hearing at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July the 16th at the Days Inn on 160 Holiday Way in Schoharie. That is a story that you can find in today's Albany Times Union. Last fall, Representative Chris Gibson, a Republican from Kinderhook, ran for re-election bragging about one accomplishment during the Do-Nothing Congress, writing a bill about Lyme disease, the Tick-Borne Disease Research Transparency and Accountability Act. The Daily Freeman reports that on July the 13th at the Dutchess County Department of Health, Gibson was finally bragging about the bill getting passed by one legislative body as the House of Representatives voted July the 10th, 344-77, for the 21st Century's Cures Act, which includes the Lyme disease bill. The Senate is working on similar legislation, but the Lyme funding still has a long way to go in Congress before becoming law. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Eric Golden, who lives in Catskill and is better known in music circles as Reckless Eric, the musician most famous for his song, "I'd Go the Whole Wide World," his role on the 1977 tour with Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, and others. Currently, Golden is touring the U.S., and on July the 15th, he told the Houston Post that he had to have the entire steering system in his car replaced in St. Louis over the weekend. He said, and I quote, "I blame all the potholes around my home. When I get back, I may have to take the mayor by the throat and help him eat my property tax receipt. But we're all good now, end quote. Of course, Catskill does not have a mayor, but Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio or Deputy Highway Superintendent Patrick McCullough may want to take note. That is a story that you will find in the Houston Post. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 77 degrees. The Thursday night patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise it will be mostly clear with a low around 50 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunrise today was at 5:33 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:29 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.